Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
So,
all let's right.
See, one, two, three, four, five.
Weeks so, 15 through 17 schedules. Steve, is that all that matters to winning Best Ball Mania 5 or one of these other tournaments on UnderdogFantasy.com?
I wouldn't say it's all that matters, but obviously, if you've got some juicy matchups, typically in a high-scoring game, the high-scoring will go both ways. So you can't necessarily predict that those games will be high-scoring, but there are some clues, especially based on the scoring output of the team that your player is on, first and foremost, and then also the opponent. So there is some correlation that you do want to have. Obviously, your quarterback and receivers paired up is to your advantage. And we talked about Washington as being a team last year that was just getting cooked on a regular basis. So if you've got a lot of players going against Washington the last few weeks, for example, that would be to your advantage as well.
Heck yeah. So basically, we need guys that are going to do good throughout the season, like a mix and match of guys that are going to do good throughout the season. We have to get to the playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, we need those matchups that go off at the end of the year.
And that's why a lot of people look for indoor games where weather is not a factor in the outcome, and also the matchups themselves. Now, obviously, even the two best teams could put a clunker out there, right? So it's not a 100% assurance, but definitely a strategy.
Is it one so weekly winners is an interesting format where it kind of negates that aspect of it, right? Where $10 entry and basically you're winning what, $25,000 a week, $20,000 a week they're giving away. It's going to be 186,000 entrants. But if you have a winning roster any given week, you could win up to $20,000. I actually won a few hundred dollars on the weekly winners last year. And it's nice. You get 18 different swings at that ball on weekly winners, which yeah. I think is really cool. So that's an interesting format that they've released this year. So I guess we have to decide what tournament we want to play in. We got BBM5. We've got the Eliminator, which is like a survivor tournament. We've got the weekly winners, the puppy. Do they have a super flex yet?
Not yet, but I would say the puppy, just because it's it'll probably be locked up by the end of the week. Whereas the weekly winners will be open for a while, so we'll have more chances at that.
Yeah, puppy. Puppy.
Are we going to tell everyone to sync their computer clocks here, Andy?
Oh yeah, let's sync our computer clocks.
So, if you guys haven't done this before, basically when you click enter, it's going to put everyone in the room together into the draft. So, Andy, don't have your clock open because it's going to confuse some people because you're actually on a delay.
Well, so, I know I'm on a delay, but I want to have my clock open. Okay, yeah, that's right. You're right, Steve, because we want them to look at their clocks.
Yes, yes, because they're seeing your clock after you're seeing your clock. So we'll have to agree on the time. For example, here it's 9:11 p.m. So we're going to focus on the last two numbers, 11. All right, so if it's 10:11 where you live or if it's 8:11 where you live, we're going to focus on those last two numbers. Andy, we're going to click enter, and we're not going to click yes just yet. We'll agree on a number, let's say 13, okay? So when your computer clock turns to 13, we're clicking yes. All good?
All right, that's in a full 50 seconds.
All right.
If you see.
So don't listen to Andy. Don't watch his clock. Watch your clock only. Don't listen. Yeah. Just watch your clock. When it turns 1-3, you hit yes.
When it turns 1-3, whatever time zone you're in, when it turns 1-3, the minute 13 and the hour of your region.
Yes.
You're going to hit. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter now and get ready. I like to be ready, Steve.
Yeah, just have it ready where you're just hovering over the yes.
Gabe said Bush is going to mess this up.
And don't laugh at the chat or look at the screen. Look at your clock only.
We're getting close. I got to count down from 5 here. This is it, man. 3, 2, 1. Bingo. Yes.
All right. Waiting on 3, waiting on 2.
2 spots open. All right. So as this fills up, Steve,
I want to. At 13, you're probably in here right now. We'll know in a minute.
I'm going to look at this week's fit. So we're in a puppy, right? So as long as you get to the playoffs, then what you need to focus on is weeks 15, 16, 17. Because the leagues consolidate. They take like the top 2 or 3 winners from every 12-man league like we're in right now after week 14. And then they go to week 15, 16, 17 where the leagues get bigger, right? It's like weeks 15 is like a 14 or a 16-man league, something like that. And then they'll take the top 2 or 1 winners from each of those leagues, right. And then they'll consolidate it down. And the final week is a league of like a couple hundred people that you're competing against to take home the top prize. So you definitely, when it comes down to the final stretch, the winners have all hit on the right matchups in the final 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's the main difference between like that weekly winners and these formats, where these, you know, you're advancing to a playoff pool, and then from that playoff pool to another pool, yada yada yada. Weekly winners, every week there's an opportunity to win. The grand prize is not going to be as grandiose, but you have the opportunity to win 17 times.
So dome games are definitely important because you have no weather consideration. I guess San Francisco here. Let me look at this Rams roster real quick. Picking at number 7, Puka Nacua is going to be right in my range, you know? So, okay. They're at San Francisco. Then they're at the Jets, which is in the elements in New York. And then where's this? Where are they here? Okay. They're at home against Arizona. That's actually not bad. It's not bad for the Rams at the end of the year. Let's see. Who else has got like Dallas's run game? Ezekiel Elliott's going to be a good value. They get Carolina. Week 15, what else has Dallas got? Also, just like Dallas to just throw the ball like crazy. Tampa, okay, Sunday Night Football, Tampa week 16, and then at Philly. Ooh, so Dallas is definitely going to be a target consideration here.
We got some familiar faces in the draft.
Andy. Ooh, what do we got?
I see Bronco. What up, Bronco? Got Derek, yourself. Filthy. If we missed anybody, say what's up in the chat.
Cool, man. Yeah, I got Filthy and Bronco and DB Derek. So I just can't draft Puka Nacua over Bijan Robinson there. I was torn between Bijan and Breece Hall, but it's like I can't take Puka Nacua. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Not over Bijan Robinson. Let's see what this Falcons schedule looks like, Steve. Atlanta at Las Vegas, Monday Night Football, week 15. Atlanta at home against the Giants, week 16. And then Atlanta at Washington, week 17. Hell yeah, dude. Load me up. Bijan Robinson should be taken number one overall with this news.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I was taking him number one. I don't think I've taken him number one overall this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get – you got to think that with improved QB play, there'll just be better opportunities for him. And that just applies to just anybody on that offense, though.
Yeah, Broncos said it. Bijan feels right. It does, man. It feels so right. All right, let's see who's come back to me. Oh, that's a perfect okay. Adams. I like this Rams final three schedule. Man, this is a tough pick right here. I kind of like all these spots. Honestly, I think I like Devontae Adams right here. A little diversification. We're going to go more balanced. Also think the Raiders, just generally speaking, we've got that correlate a little bit of correlation, right? And okay, though they're hosting Jacksonville in week 16. Yeah, they've got Atlanta Monday Night Football. That's right. I thought I had some correlation there. So yeah, I like that, Steve. Hell yeah. So I'm targeting that week 15 matchups right there, a little bring back. And that's what you would do in daily fantasy. And so you kind of have to paint these game scripts, right? Vegas is throwing the ball because Bijan Robinson scored three touchdowns. Devontae Adams is putting up his points. And Bijan Robinson putting up his points. And those are the marquee point scores for the week. And all of a sudden, if you have Bijan and Devontae from that game, you're advancing like more than 73 to 80% of other rosters that week, depending on how much they go off. But they have both have the ceiling to go off, 40, 50 fantasy points type stuff. And with this being a single quarterback, we can wait. We can get Kirk Cousins much later. We can get Aiden O'Connell practically free, I imagine. Let's see what Steve does here. Okay, he goes Miami in the first.
I was going Nico, but I'll have to change it up here.
This is going to be a very popular one because you got Miami at Houston. That's a crazy good matchup to target. And then Miami all year long, right? Just Miami. San Fran at Miami. Okay, good weather. Don't have to worry about that typically. And then Miami at Cleveland Sunday Night Football. Okay, I'm not crazy about the at Cleveland at the end of December, Steve. That sounds like it could be a little sketchy. But – and Miami doesn't travel well. You saw how – bad they did in Kansas City in the cold in the playoffs.
Yeah, they definitely excel at home in the heat versus away.
All right, so Miami's like one of those teams is high upside all year long. Fine week 15 and 16, but 17 you're like not so bullish about it. San Fran, we've got a lot of correlation there with them. Right? They had the I have to start. I'm gonna have to just start doing some color coding, some highlighting so I can memorize these schedules. Gotta study them, man. The Monday night matchup. That's right. I didn't have it all the way up.
I agree with Filthy. I don't know if I've seen this happen before.
Seen what?
Free fall. A free fall of a certain player that try not to name to affect anyone's.
Yeah. I mean, we have two people in the stream right now that are drafting. Broncos Diggs. Houston, Derek Kyron. Wow. Well, Kyron sliding to the middle of the third. That's a pretty significant slide, man. Kyron slid quite a bit in this draft.
That's a value, though.
All right, so here I'm thinking about just like taking the best player on the board and then like figuring out what matchup that I want to. Like I like the Eagles. I like DeVonta Smith here. Feels really good. So does Derrick Henry. Plus you got Kelce, Jacobs with Green Bay. This is a tough decision here. Man. Oh, I was actually thinking about switching to ETN there. Or Zay Flowers. Let's see what the Eagles' final three are like. I mean, they're a good one to have anytime, I feel. Okay, Pittsburgh at Philly. Philly at Washington. Okay. And Dallas at Philly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, feeling really good about that. Now I'm feeling really good about that. Dallas at Philly, late season. That's got shootout written all over it. I mean, dude, you saw how crazy those games went last year with Dallas and Philly. And then Philly in week 16 at Washington with that weak secondary on Washington and what could potentially be a good Washington offense. Pittsburgh at Philly is the only one that I'm like, it could be a slower game. But DeVonta could still get 10 points and contribute a little bit, you know. I like the final Philly games.
Yeah, they can't possibly fall on their face that hard again, right?
Yeah, I can't believe how cheap Derek got Kyron there in the third. Man, these values have really starting to shift here since the draft, landing spots. Now schedules are out. And what's great, values that are shifting here on this board at this time of the year are direct correlation over to the card market. So Kyron, I can tell you right away, his rookie ticket autos, Steve, they've gone down. They before the draft, they were like at $50 a pop. The same card now I'm seeing for about 30. You know, as you can see, his ADP went from this range here, back end of the first, beginning of the second, all the way to middle of the third.
Okay. Yeah, I think the fade is a little bit too harsh, in my opinion.
Mike Evans at 23. But I just caught that. Mike Evans' ADP has gone up.
Yes. He was an absolute value last year, and we were drafting him up as much as we could. He was basically being given away.
Man, Cooper Kupp still out there. T. Higgins. Man, Tank Dell's healthy, though. I got to go Cooper Kupp, though. I can't fade Cooper Kupp. I gotta show him a little. Not at that much value. I mean, literally fell 8 picks past his current ADP. And Puka's going in the first round. I mean, he's not dust, right, Steve? Am I losing my mind? Why is Cooper Kupp sliding so much?
Just the injuries, honestly. And people kind of feel like, you know, he's the second fiddle now, which honestly, I feel like they did trade off a bit being the main target last year. But I think ultimately the injuries were compiling, and that's what slowed him down. So I don't think he completely fall off. He may have slightly taken a step back, but definitely has not fallen off.
Yeah. Well, then that means I'm going to draft him when I get them at value like that. I'm looking at his PSA 10 values, at least on the optic, PSA 10 is down 16%, but his Prism PSA 10 is only down 2% over a 6 month period. So his card, but it's only a $80 average card, and his cards were down before that. Like it, you would have to go back to playoff time period, the end of the 2021 season, to find his peak, you know, his peak peak Prism PSA 10 values. They were about $450 that time period. But since, and then you get to this past season, they came all the way down to like in 2022 season. They came down to like 140, 150. And then in 2023, they came down to an average of like 75. And that's where they've hung out at since. And you can get them now for about $90. So it's been a slow, gradual decline for now what will be the basically the third season of his decline now.
Yeah, it's, if he stays healthy, he'll retain his value, and that could prove to be a nice ADP that you got him for, but it's all hinging now on his health.
It's just hard, man, when you come down off that high. All of them, remember how bad the Rams were after the Super Bowl? I mean, heck, he was the MVP, for crying out loud, you know? So it's like, to come down off of that, man, the expectations were so high. And he did come down like just noticeably just heading into that next season. But then the injuries.
The hype's on Puka.
Yeah, now the hype's on Puka, man. I think Cooper Kupp make a comeback this year, though. Based on what I'm seeing right now, he's definitely a smart, I think he's got some upside. It's a good play.
Yeah, they have the pass volume for two guys to do well. So, let's see what everybody's doing here. That might have been right. the first time in my life I ever thought about taking Pickens. Let's see. What's Derek got going here? Chase, Achane, Kyren, Amari, Pickens. Let's see if there's any weird picks so far. I think so far it's been pretty much the norm.
So I kind of had to go with the last thing I pick. Startup Xavier Worthy, pick 55. Chiefs final three. At Cleveland. Not great, I guess. Weather concerns, definitely. Then they have a Saturday game. Yeah, that's right. So I was looking at this. This week 16 is the week before Christmas. Because these games right here in week 17, like this KC at Pittsburgh, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, that is Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting finale in week 17 with two games being on Wednesday, one Thursday night game, and then you have a ton of Sunday 1 o'clock games, which is the 29th. And then you have only one 4 o'clock game, a Sunday night and a Monday night. So it's kind of an odd finish there, but KC, of course, has a great finisher at, well, no, I guess maybe not. It's at Pittsburgh. I don't know. It could be. I mean, it's hard to tell what you're going to get from Pittsburgh, but it's at Pittsburgh. Defense typically plays better at home, but nobody can cover Xavier Worthy. You know, they can put up a guy could put up three touchdowns in his sleep, right, Steve?
That's a bold statement. Bold statement.
Well, I mean, it's either going to be him or Marquise Brown or maybe Isaiah Pacheco. Maybe Kelsey puts up three touchdowns. Where did Kelsey go? Kelsey went a lot later than what he used to. He went right about his age, pick 35.
Stroud off the board.
Gabe says they will make the 4 p.m. Saturday night and the Sunday night all play-in games. What does he mean by that?
They'll be moved to a time slot where it's the games of the matchups that are being determining playoff spots. Yeah, the times aren't set in stone. Last couple.
I got you. Yeah. Flex spots. Yeah, because of playoff. And that makes sense. So Philly does decide to go CJ Stroud after going Kyle Pitts, Josh Jacobs. Anthony Richardson just went to a guy who already had Jalen Hurts two rounds ago. Now I've got a pick.
Keeping it unique.
I always like to take guys that play in a dome. I'm going to go Aaron Jones here from Minnesota. Oh, man, but David Montgomery sitting there at pick 74, Steve. Oh, man, I love that pick, too. Even more so, Detroit's always in play. What do they got? At San Francisco, week 17, Monday Night Football. At Chicago, week 16. Okay, there's a lot of weather games there. Detroit at home. Buffalo, oh, there's that week 15 matchup you want. And maybe that's more of a Gibbs, Jameson, Williams game. Let me see something here. Is Williams still out there?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Holla.
Oh, Broncos.
All right.
Get out of my head, Broncos.
All right. Let's see Minnesota. Chicago at Minnesota, Monday Night Football, week 15. So Chicago's. I don't suppose that any Chicago wide receivers are out there still. Nope. But we do have a Chicago running back out there by the name of DeAndre Swift. And what? Your boy Caleb's out there still. And Cole Kmet, baby.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because Could end up being a great value or not, but he seems to fall into that mid-tier for fantasy quarterbacks right out of the box here.
Let me see who I forget already. Like, dude, it's going to take me a hot minute to memorize the schedule. Okay, Casey at Cleveland. Houston at KC. We talked about that one. And then KC at Pittsburgh. Okay. So I do like late rookie season wide receivers to break out. You know, there's always a couple of them. If you got KC, I think it's a smart play to bring it back with a Roman Wilson. Pickens is already going to be gone. Pickens is gone. Pickens goes at ADP of 46, but Roman Wilson's out there, deep sleeper Calvin Austin. When is Jaylen Warren? Jaylen Warren is out there, guys. He's a receiving running back, Steve. I mean, look at Tyler Algier's role last year. Jaylen Warren this year is going to get a lot of... All right, what pick are we at?
7-7.
7-7. I don't have any good picks here besides DeAndre Swift. So I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. This is where I go. Sorry, Gabe. I'm hey man. What I'm actually
when like, we have our home league drafts, Andy, that it's hard because we're streaming, but there's a rule. It's like you don't say their name. It's like what is that? What is that? Harry Potter. You don't say his name. He who shall not be named. You can you can be vague, I suppose, without uttering a name.
Well, I yeah, you're right, man. I'd be a lot more kind of vague or ambiguous about who I'm drafting in a home league. But in this type of scenario, I should still be the same way. But I mean, we're streaming. When I'm grinding the schedule, Steve, I'm being fully transparent. This is, you know, why it's such a negative EV move to stream and draft at the same time, just because you give your opponents a leg up big time.
Sure.
But it's worth it. It's all worth it, guys. It's how much I love you guys, right? And yeah, see, I got all my players and the rankings from Gabe Davis's cues. So, you know, I got my information right.
You must be doing something right.
All right, I'm back up.
Yeah.
All right. See if I can pull this off. What's Brad going to do? I don't have a quarterback yet. You got some cats running around out here with two quarterbacks. Okay. Zamir White. Kyler Murray still out there? My goodness. I don't have the Kyler. I wonder if Benson's out there. He is out there. I don't know if that was the move, man. But he fell so much. Kyler Murray literally fell 12 picks.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a run on quarterbacks now. Watch. You watch. Samuelson, 31, is going to draft Caleb Williams, either going down or coming back.
Sutton.
What kind of damage? There goes Caleb. There, Broncos are like, I'll stop this right here, right now. Take him. 93. Snipe. So Arizona. Where are they at? New England at Arizona. At least you're in a decent environment in Arizona there. Arizona at Carolina, and New England's defense on the road. Who knows where we're getting there with new coaching. I mean, you remember Belichick's not there anymore. Yeah. Arizona at Carolina. Okay. I mean, easy enough. Arizona at the Rams, week 17. I like that, Steve. I like that. And I did get Cooper Kupp, didn't I? All right. Me likey. And I start up Trey Benson. I'm going to start up Trey Benson on Arizona. I know I missed out on McBride, of course. I missed out on Marvin Harrison Jr., of course. But we still got Michael Wilson. They did sign Zay Jones now. And we got Trey Benson. What up, Rhino? Ryan Haslip in the house.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
All right.
So there's an interesting factoid, Andy, about the puppy, the current one, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In that it's half full, and about the first half of people that drafted did not know the NFL schedule.
Yeah, that gives it, I feel like, a good advantage to all of us that do know it.
If anything,
it'll
create some roster differentiation.
Dude, this is too juicy for me. I got to go Brock Bowers here. You know what I'm going to do now? All I got's Kyler. My backup is going to be late. Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. Only problem is we don't know which one, but we had to make a bet.
Dice roll. Take them both.
Maybe I get both of them. Yeah, exactly. There you go. I got Brock Bowers and Davante Adams now, and
I've seen puppies where like there's fringe starting QBs not drafted by the last round, and then I've seen some where all the QBs, including fringe starters, are taken before the last round. So in some cases, you may be forced to take both guys. You would have a definite starter at the position. I know that that's considered like a waste pick in some cases, but there may be a certain circumstance like that where that is the play.
So now I need to look at New Orleans players, Jacksonville players, and we've got the Atlanta player and Bijan Robinson. So we've got the Bijan Robinson situation figured out. Might even be it makes sense to put in some Mooney. Oh yeah, baby. We got some Mooney out there, and then we need some Saints players. Ooh, my guy Rashid Shaheed. Ah man, he's drafted. And Derek Carr, both out there. I like A.T. Perry as a deep sleeper. Jacksonville was the other one. What about Trevor Lawrence is still out there, interestingly enough. Okay. All right, so we're at pick 114. I guess I could get Trevor Lawrence here. Go ahead and do that, but I don't have another. Yeah, I'm not crazy about that because I don't have another. Could go Cole Kmet here, but I feel like it's too early. Who did I get? What happened? Auto pick me. Who did I auto pick?
Cole Kmet.
Cole Kmet?
Yep.
Well, I need a second tight end, but I reached on him. I didn't need to spend that early of a pick on Cole Kmet. So that was an auto pick. That was a screw up, guys. There you go. It was a screw up for you guys. Dang it. A blunder. Derek winning this draft, according to Philly. He's got Ja'Marr Chase, Devon Achane, Kyren Williams, Amari Cooper, George Pickens, Joe Burrow, Rashee Rice, Courtland Sutton, David Njoku, too. I mean, it's solid, but that's kind of a interesting roster there. Broncos got Justin Jefferson, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, Keenan Allen. They do land Caleb Williams, George Kittle at tight end, Jaden Daniels is secondary quarterback. Interesting roster they're putting together. What about you, Steve? You start off wide receiver heavy. Tyreek Hill, Debo Samuel, Malik Neighbors, Pacheco, Mixon, Jordan Addison, David Montgomery, Jameson Williams, Raheem Mostert, TJ Hawk. I see what you're doing. You're drafting JJ McCarthy right now.
Well, I'm not drafting Tua, that's for sure. So we got, that's the whole thing about these drafts. You got to kind of adapt on the go here.
So you've got a nice little Minnesota stack going.
What's the next time I pick?
4-3.
It's going to be a minute. We're going to roll the dice here.
Kirk Cousins in Atlanta is what Steve does. But so you're hoping McCarthy comes back to you.
Yeah, it's well, a lot of the top QBs were taken already, so I need to get a QB in early here.
Or you're planning on getting like a Daniel Jones late. Daniel Jones, Drew Lock. You also have, well, no, Goff is gone. So, yeah, I mean, J.J. McCarthy is your guy, but Cousins was a better overall value for you, right? I guess is how you feel. But with Cousins as being such a confined to the pocket passer, I feel like his value is so tied to his pass catcher.
True.
So you should have gone Justin Herbert, who offers, I mean, he doesn't run much, but he offers a little bit more rushing upside. Just my opinion. I got to get Eckler now. I mean, he's just too cheap. He slid too much, man. He slid 20 picks or something crazy.
Gabe said some asshole took Tua. I don't know who that might have been.
Some asshole. Some Tua sniper.
Yeah, I mean, in some of these, you're not going to get the perfect pairing. And some of these, you may not get a pairing at all. And that's the reality of it. And you have to make roster adjustments on the fly because once you draft, that's your team, you know?
Yeah. Just trying to stack as many of these matchups as possible. So now that I've gone Austin Eckler on the Commanders, I'm thinking, all right, I need some Saints players. I needed some Saints players before. Now I definitely want some Saints players. Maybe some Green Bay here, some Green Bay sleepers, like some Marshawn Lloyd. Who else is out there for the pack? Packers. Wicks is out there. All right. Star him up too. Yeah, I did have Juwan Johnson, but see, that's why I messed up on that Cole Kmet pick.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Andre's out there late. And then all right. I'm up in one pick. I'm basically looking at New Orleans, Philly at home. So they got a pretty solid closing matchup there, Atlanta. And we had the Atlanta. So I like, from that perspective, I like having Bijan and Austin going up against each other. All right, so we're at pick 138. It's so hard to pick at the 7. I guess I'm going to go Dontavian Wicks or Jalen Wright. Who do you think? I'll go Wicks because of the Green Bay offensive upside.
True. He looks pretty strong at the end of the year.
Yeah, just generally speaking, a more explosive, high-scoring offense. Well, I take that back. I mean, Miami Dolphins is right there, but role opportunity as of right now, we've seen Wicks put those kind of games together. We don't yet know if snap, target, or carry share is going to be good enough for Jalen Wright to put that together. You know, he is on the depth chart as the third running back as of right now.
Yeah, I mean, if he's legit and he gets a chance, obviously there'll be some splash plays for sure. But, you know, he'd have to penetrate that depth chart. Ooh, deep breath, deep breath.
Deep breath. You got Mooney. Nice, man. You got the Atlanta stack. There you go. So now you got a perfect stack candidate with Cousins. Great pick, man. I can't believe he came back to you.
Oh, man. I was sitting on that. I moved him up to the top of my list. I'm like, I need this to pan out.
He wasn't even on my radar. Well, he was on my radar, but because I didn't quite go that route, I already had Bijan. See, I went the running back route for Atlanta. He was kind of off my radar. Looks like he slid past, like, Derek taking Quentin Johnson over Darnell Mooney. Derek, man, I think you cut off, bro. You cut off. No more repacks tonight, man. Put the bud down. You've done lost it. I do like Jacoby Myers there, though, at 125. I might be competing against Derek for a late Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. No, he's already got two QBs. He can't be in the market for that.
Brian says, can't go wrong with Falcons. Man, honestly, they, you know, people, I think for whatever reason, like people were hyped up on him after the Cousins signing. I think that odd draft that they had really screwed with people's heads.
He said, step aside. Out of my way. Okay, gives you options for the Patriots week 17. I get it. There's a game in there, man. There's a game in there. But I'm still going to bust your balls. It's the least I could do for all the crap that you give me. All right, now I'm going Jalen Wright. They get him? Oh, no. I took Roman Wilson. That's all right. I was interested in Roman Wilson as well. But I was looking for more of the running back upside, high upside play there.
I can't believe he's been sitting up there still for this long.
I just tried to draft him. It's karma, you see? I start messing with Derek. Now I get auto-picked. I mean, he's just totally falling apart. He's donated.
What kind of best ball draft would it be without one of those?
Filthy, I don't think your draft went that bad, man. You got Saquon, Garrett Wilson, Zay Flowers. Not a bad start. Josh Jacobs. Are you looking at the schedules? This is what's challenging. Kyle Pitts, CJ Stroud, Tony Pollard, Christian Watson, Trey Benson, Rashid Shaheed, Jalen Polk, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Sinat, Malachi. I mean, it just feels like I don't know what the correlation is there. It feels a little bit abstract. Feels like you have been taking some dart throws, some odd picks. But
yeah, I mean,
mine's not any better.
They don't all have to sync up, you know.
Mike, I like this Troy Franklin pick, to be honest with you.
Oh, he took Ty Chandler from you.
I'm actually going to go. I'm going to go with the Ray Davis there in Buffalo. I do need to add a little bit more running back depth. Got him at 5 picks of ADP. He should feature as a nice compliment to Because remember what we wanted Damian Harris to be in Buffalo, you know?
Yeah, if not for that career-ending neck injury, yeah, he would have been
the hammer. I know. It would have been so promising. I think that's what Ray Davis could emerge to be there. He's got like that kind of build, 5'8", 211, so high BMI, you know, for that weight at that height. He's a really thick dude. And just like more of a bowling ball, you know, just he can catch the ball too. I mean, he's pretty solid receiver in college, but just a bowling ball, put up 20 touchdowns last year so at Kentucky. So, I mean, I think he could be a really good complement in between the 20 short yardage. And if James Cook has ball handling issues, which he's shown before, they could lean more heavily on Ray Davis.
If you remember, Andy, down the stretch, I mean, not only the high scoring offense, but they were given a lot of old timers like Latavius Murray carries down the stretch there. So there will be work. There will be work.
And they spent a fourth round pick on him. So for in today's day and age, that's like a second round pick when you draft a running back in the fourth. Especially with this year's running back class, you know, it's basically like he was in the top 10 to 15 running backs of this class. So there's potential there. All right, so
Juwan. Ryan's asking if we're doing another one.
Maybe Steve is in the Discord, but I am I'm tapped out after this, man.
Message me before this one ends, and we'll try to link up. Typically, I do like one or two more after stream.
I'm struggling to keep myself together here, man. I don't know what I should even do here. I guess I go Michael Wilson to have a stack mate with Kyler.
There you go. That's a good call.
How many wide receivers do you think it's optimal to draft, Steve? And we have a 20, an 18 man team, right? And you got one.
Yeah, probably back. Seven, maybe.
Is it start three wide receiver or two wide receiver and flex?
I think it's three in flex.
Let's see. So it's half point PPR.
Yeah. Three and
one play. Quarterback, two. Okay, three wide receiver. That's six. A flex, tight end. So that's eight. You got eight starting players. So you're drafting 10 bench. But you can start up to four wide receiver any given week. So to me, it seems like you want like seven, eight receivers.
Yeah, that's been about what I've been taking. I need to make an observation. That Daniel Jones got picked before Deshaun Watson. Let's go, boys.
Wow.
I wasn't too hard on Deshaun Watson in the last show, was I? I mean, he did put up a whole 90 fantasy points last year.
That's crazy, man, how cheap he's gotten. That is absolutely insane how cheap he's gotten. But I can't say that. The market is wrong, man. I'm nervous as hell to buy them in any format, fantasy, any other format. Heck, I'm over here spending late round picks buying $5 Jameis Winston silvers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Luke McCaffrey there. That was a sharp pick. Washington. All right. Is it time? No, I think I can get them pretty much free. Both the Raiders quarterbacks. Let's just go with Zay Jones here. Man, I guess I'll lock down the wide receiver two for the Cardinals with Kyler. He's my only quarterback I got. I mean, I don't have anybody on Cleveland, so there's no point in me drafting Deshaun Watson. This whole thing is a crapshoot for me. I like the running back core, though. I mean, I guess it's all got potential. I'm going to throw me in some Antonio Gibson. What about Bo Nix? Is Bo Nix out there? He is.
Probably.
Is Justin Fields out there? Russell Wilson's out there? Interesting. I did get Roman Wilson.
Sean Watson.
A lot of free.
I'd love to see the the stats on how many drafts he's gone this late in. Technically, he hasn't even gotten picked yet. But, there we go. Yeah, that's got to be.
He finally went, huh?
Some kind of anomaly, I would think.
What do you think about my tight ends just leaving it Brock Bowers and Cole Kmet?
That's not bad. Two is pretty standard.
Chig, John Hughes out there. Jatavion Sanders is out there. Dawson Knox, Greg Dulcich.
Typically, if you don't get one of the top guys, you can go three. You're just going to obviously have one less at another position. So if you're really strong at a different position, you can shave one off.
We only have two picks left, too. Or you only have one pick now.
So let's see what you got going. So obviously you're probably, you went hard at running back earlier, so.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'm going to go quarterback here at the very end. Go Justin Fields.
I don't know if we can read into it too much yet, but they clearly are planning to use him all over the field. If they're considering using him in the kick return game, that could be some straight nonsense that they're just talking, in the preseason or off season, but they could also use him anywhere on the field, which could put him in like the Taysom Hill territory from like the past couple of years.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Justin Fields has so much raw athletic talent. He can play. The guy is at least a starter on special teams, right?
Absolutely.
Dang, Ryan, I hope everything's okay over there in Houston, man. Said they had a tornado go through downtown. That's pretty crazy.
Hopefully everything's all good. How you feeling about your team so far, Andy? I feel pretty good about mine.
I just don't – I don't have any depth at quarterback. Like, I feel solid about my running back core. I don't have crazy depth, but I got, you know, Bijan Robinson. I spent a lot on Bijan Robinson. I like Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Austin Eckler kind of pulling up that rear, and then added Ray Davis. So it's like I feel like the running backs are a little shallow, but I got an every week starter in Bijan. And then I think the other guys can rotate in. Then I went heavier at wide receiver to try and plug those other holes. And then I got an every week starter, I feel, in Brock Bowers at tight end. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not loving it. But I also I think this is the first time I picked from the seven spot. And then also knowing the schedules now. So it's just it's weird. What do you think? Should I go with a Vegas quarterback or Russell Wilson handcuffed with Justin Fields? I think I'm going to go with a Vegas quarterback here.
Yeah, you want to pair it with a position player.
There we go. So Kyler Murray, he could – I mean, Kyler Murray could be fantastic. The thing is, I only got Michael Wilson and Zay Jones to pair him with. So I'm not in love with this roster. I think it's decent. I mean, obviously they all have a shot at this point. Some of them are better than others.
What's it gonna be?
Tyrone Tracy is an incredible snipe, Steve.
All right.
Rookie running back, plays for the Giants, and nobody ahead of him except for Devin Singletary.
Here we go.
And yet he's going pick 188. Sam Darnold with the final pick of the draft for Scaladesi.
I got to protect my Hockenson Addison stack.
Filthy, I saw, went with Eric All for his last pick in the draft there. Eric All.
How does Khalil Herbert make it to round 18? Sheesh. I am mad about it.
Yeah, it does.
I think that I got a lot of value at the running back position. I'm pretty happy with that.
Cool. Good stuff, guys. I appreciate that draft. That was a lot of fun, man. I look forward to doing them every week, Steve. Always learn something new. Always learn a little bit more. Now we got the schedules, so I'm super excited, guys. I hope you guys have a great weekend and do more best ball drafts. I'm going to try and do some homework and be prepared to attack another one next week.
Heck yeah, man. Hey, are we doing, are we rolling some division breakdowns next week? Are we going back to that?
Yeah, we're going to hop back to our division breakdowns next week and some more drafting. You know it.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
All right, guys. Oh, and I think what we're going to do next week is another AFC division, a super spicy one. What do you think? AFC North?
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Peace.
All right. Good night, everybody.